we have a lot of work still left to do. Like, we're nowhere near the finished article. The age profile of this team is very good, but where this team want to go, where this team have ambitions to get to, we have a serious amount of work still to do. Today is great, and it's a marquee win for these lads, and I think it's brilliant for the supporters who have travelled all over the country. We were in Wexford, we were in Sligo, down supporters buses, travel all the time. But also, I think that whenever you're written off, and I'm not one of these people that moan about that. Listen, we're all realists, we know the crack. Donegal were raging hot favourites coming into the day, and it's up to us then, as the underdogs, to put a game plan in place and put a structure in place that give us the best opportunity to win the game.
Was that motivation for you, the fact that you were written
off? I'm not really into that kind of motivational things of using what other people say, because if you were doing that, you'd be spending your life listening to other people's opinions and, you know, overthinking things and that. There, you just have to back yourself and know that you're in a journey and where you want to go. I told the lads last night, I showed them that with my screensaver and my phone, I told them that I believed that they were going to win. My screensaver and my phone was, that's RTE's championship draw, and I saved that on my phone.
How long have you had that saved?
3 weeks. And I've looked at it every day, and it's been pretty tough. Tough nights doing video. The lads deserve an awful lot of work. Going to training in the middle of lambing. It's been a tough few weeks. But I showed them that last night, and I said to them on Thursday night, I says, I don't think he's just fully or with me in the belief just yet. I says, but before Sunday morning, we're going to believe the same way that this management team and believe in you. And I said to them at half time, I says, do you fully believe me? And now, I says, you fully believe what this management team believe? And you could see it bouncing in their eyes. You could see them, that they were ready. Listen, it's only one piece of the jigsaw. With a lot of other pieces to go before it finishes. But as I say, the age profile of the group is very young. I think it's great for some of our players to maybe now get the recognition, like the Owens, the Daniel Guinnesses, these lads. But it was the other players today, like down. Have six or seven players that I think would make any team in the country would challenge for it. But I thought it was the other lads and the boys that came in today that really stood up to the test. I thought Callum Rogers' job and Shane O'Donnell was excellent. He got that job. And listen, with them making the three changes then before the game, we were very lucky in a way that we had preparation done for Michael not to play. I hope the lad's okay.
We
knew that on Thursday. And we knew that Killian McGonigal was going to go to Owen. But it was just the fact that we had our preparation done for that then. That didn't really throw us any curveballs. If we hadn't come in the other day 20 minutes out and found out that Michael Engen wasn't playing, probably would have threw us a couple of curveballs. But we were, thankfully, that we were well prepared for that.
Like, and then there's 7 days now to prepare for same chain level.
Isn't it brilliant if them lads don't have a bounce in their step of the night, or bounce in their step this evening, or smiling from ear to ear? Listen, I think football is about momentum at the minute, and whenever you get on that wee crest of a wave of winning, you can anything can happen. Absolutely anything can happen. But listen, Armagh were really good last night in the first half. Thank you. Really good in the first half. And that's another puzzle now. But isn't it brilliant? Isn't it great to be heading now to do recovery, and get our bodies right, and for us to sit now for the next probably most of the night and start getting stuck into Armagh, because we generally had just put our full focus on Donegal.